Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about moms on a mission in ministry and the marketplace. Now, for me, I am called to the ministry in the marketplace. I've been in ministry over 20 years, but I also have a business and I run my own ministry, and I'm very big in regards to like showing up on social media and things like that. It's just the place to be because that's where a lot of people are. And so I like to hang out over there, but I do a lot, right? And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about motherhood in regards to like doing all of the things, because we are on a mission in our homes, but we also are on a mission, whether we're in ministry at our church or whether we have our own ministry or whether we're running our own business. And so we're going to talk about that today. So whether you are driving or whether you're at home listening to this and you're folding clothes or washing dishes or just pausing to listen, then I'm just so grateful that you are here at this time, because I'm going to share some nuggets that I think are going to be really, really practical for you. And I hope they're going to be helpful. So let's go ahead and dive in. So I'm going to talk to three types of moms today. Number one, the first mom is going to be the mom who has kids at home. And maybe you might be homeschooling. All right. The second mom is you have kids, but they're in school. Or maybe your kids are older and they're no longer at home. My kids, my oldest is 25 right now, so I've been a mom for 25 years. My daughter is smashing right in the middle of my sons, and she's 19. And then my youngest son is a senior in high school this year, so he's 17. So he's not home while I'm grinding, okay? So he's away, but I also have two kids who are actually like living on their own. Okay. So whether you have kids that are in school or whether they just don't live there anymore, this is going to be mom slot number two. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you. And then number three is the mom who works outside of the home, but you're still trying to get things done for your ministry or your business or your brand. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you too. So three types of moms, hang in there. I'm going to talk about balance. How do we do it all? How do we get things done? How do we spend time with God in the process? We're going to talk about that all today. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this. Now, you know I like to break down words. And so the word that I'm going to break down today is mission. So there's three different definitions that I want to break down in regards to mission. And so number one is it means an important assignment carried out for political, religious, or commercial purposes, typically involving travel. And then the other one, number two, is the vocation or calling of a religious organization, especially a Christian one, right? So this one is all about going out into the world and spreading the faith. Oh, I just get so excited about that one. And then number three is a strong felt aim, ambition, or calling. Now, you may not have thought about this before, or maybe you have thought about this before, but being a mother is not only a blessing, not only a privilege and an honor to be able to, you know, be with our kids and spend time with them and teach them and train them. But there are people who are not able to. There are women who are not able to have kids. And so this is indeed a blessing, right? But it is some of our greatest work. We are definitely on a mission, and it is a calling. It's a calling. We are called to be moms. God called you and he called me to be a mom. If you're listening to this, I believe you listen to this because you are a mom. You're a fellow mom. And so if you know a fellow mom that needs to listen to this, then go ahead and share this episode, because I think it's going to bless their life. And, you know, I think it's just going to help in every way. And so pass it along. But if you are a mom, continue to just listen here, because it is indeed a beautiful life calling. Okay. We can do a lot of things, but this is a calling. All right, so let's move on into the topic. So number one, I'm going to talk about that home ministry. Remember, I was telling you, I'm going to talk to the woman who is working from home. She's got the kids, maybe you're homeschooling. And so let's dive into some practical ways of how to go about doing this, how to actually have some balance as you do all the things at home with your kiddos. So number one, right now, if you're listening to this, no matter when you're listening to this, I want to say it's fall time right now. But whenever you're listening to this episode, whether it's the fall, winter, spring, or the summer, you've got a plan for it. And one of the things, like I said, I have three kids. And one of the things I used to love when my kids were home, I would just teach my kids the alphabets and numbers and, you know, buy all these books from like Barnes and Noble and order these books from Amazon and go to these stores. And I loved sitting down teaching my kids and training them, right? And so I trained them and I taught them spiritually, but I also taught them naturally. So I'd read them Bible stories. So they weren't just getting Bible stories when they went to Sunday school, right? They were actually getting Bible stories from me. I would sit down and watch movies with them and buy movies and, you know, watch all these different shows and things like that and teach them at the same time biblical principles as well as natural principles. So again, it's a privilege. It's an honor. It's a mission. It's a calling. It's our aim. It's our ambition, as I talked about that earlier, you know. And so being a mother is just awesome. It's awesome. And so I loved being able to train up my kids spiritually and naturally. So I encourage you to do that. Like, create a plan. Like, have fun. Have fun with that. Bring your kids with you and just have some fun in those stores, because I surely did. Okay. Okay. The other thing I will tell you is to take advantage of naps. But if you are grinding and trying to build your business or your ministry and you have little ones and they're home, you don't have to lay down with them. Some days, yes, definitely take a nap. Jesus took naps, and I love naps. And I took naps sometimes with my kids, especially when they were little babies, like when I just had them. But when they were toddlers or when they were about to go off to school, oh, that was such a blessing when that school bus came. But my point in saying that is when they're home, you don't necessarily have to take a nap, because you hear that a lot, like take a nap when they lay down, take a nap when they nap. And that's good sometimes, because if you are trying to get a book written, or you're trying to create a product or a service, or you want clients and you're wanting to coach or mentor people, then you can't be sleeping all the time. Okay. So stay up while they're sleeping for that hour. Try to get some work done. Try to knock out a task. And then when they get up, you know, of course, you got to get some sleep the night before if you're going to do this. When they get up, just take on the rest of the day. Take on the second half of the day and just make sure that they get in bed on time at a good, decent hour so that you can put your feet up and rest and relax. And if you're married, you can spend time with your husband. But if you're single, you can still just kind of kick back, because I've been there before, right? I've been on both sides. I've been a single mom for a little while. I was a single mom for almost 5 years before I got married. So I understand the single life. I understand being a single mom and being able to do all the things, right? But then the other side, when I got married, I knew what it was like to, for my husband to go to work and for me to be home and homeschool and teach my kids and do all the things and then prepare dinner and wash and cook and do all the things and still be able to study for my ministry, my forthcoming ministry. Because when my kids were small, I wasn't fully functioning in my ministry. I was working for a church and doing a lot of things in ministry. And some of you are like that. Like you're working at the church, like you're doing stuff, you're helping your pastor, or maybe you're a youth leader or a Sunday school teacher, whatever that is. I don't know. Maybe you're a worship leader like me, doing all the things. I don't know what you're doing, but here's the thing. You've got to be able to plan out your day, plan out the season, and be present for your family, or just be able to just take a break for yourself if you are a single mom. So I just want to put that out there. The other thing I would say before we go to break is to plan meals. Just like you would meal prep for yourself if you're working out, you want to plan meals for your kids as well. And some of you already know this, but I'm telling you, when you plan ahead, like go to Sam's or go to Costco's and just like buy in bulk, that is going to help you so much. So plan, prep your breakfast, the snacks. I would do all of these things, plan lunch and dinner and bath time and fun time and reading time and bedtime, all of those things. And I had fun creating a schedule. I had fun like creating these schedules for my life and for my kids. And so you can go to a store and buy a planner, or you can do a digital planner if you want. You can try Trello or so many different like software programs that you can use to create a schedule for your household. And don't forget to budget. That's another thing. Don't forget to budget. But you got to go ahead and do these things. And I'm telling you, it's going to create balance. It's going to create some space in your day, some space in your life. And you're going to feel so much accomplished. You're going to feel like you've gotten so much accomplished at the end of the day. And you'll be able to kick back and relax and be present with your family and go to bed prayerfully at a decent hour. Or you just like get on your phone, scroll for maybe 30 minutes, and then go to bed. Screen time is not always good. We hear that all the time. It's not always good in the evening. But sometimes you just need to take a break before you go to bed, or you want to spend time in the Word of God if you haven't gotten a chance to spend time in your devotional time in the day. The last thing that I want to tell you before we go to break is don't grow weary in well-doing. Just don't get so tired to the point that you want to just throw in the towel and say, you know what? I cannot do this anymore. That's when you need to go take a nap. Okay. That's when you say, listen, everybody's going to lay down. Everybody's going to take a nap, or call in reinforcement. Call your husband, call a friend, call your mother-in-law, call your mom, an aunt, a friend, somebody from church, somebody, okay, to come and help you, to give you that break that you need so that you can have that sanity in your mind, in your spirit, you know what I mean? So that you can get that rest and go have some coffee or go watch a movie or go, you know, stroll the mall or just go buy a piece of clothing or go buy some new shoes or go eat a cookie. Like Joyce might say, go eat the cookie, okay? Or go sit down at a new restaurant and just get some time away. Go get your feet done, your nails done. Go get a massage. I just had a 90-minute massage the other day. It was so refreshing. I needed it. My body needed it. I needed the break. And sometimes you just gotta do it. Just take what I like to say is take a bite out of life, right? Just take a break. It's okay. Jesus took breaks, and that was for our example. So that's what I'm going to leave you with on that note. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, we're going to talk about more of being a mom on a mission in ministry and the marketplace. So stay tuned for more. All right. Well, welcome back. We're going to talk about working from home, mom. That's right. The work from home, mom. So if you have kids that are in school or they're no longer at home, and I talked a little bit about that for a minute, then we're going to have a conversation right now. The one thing I want to tell you, and we talked a little bit about this before, is if you are working from home and no kids are there, and you are, when I say working from home, I'm not talking like working a job. I'm going to deal with that separately because I was going to talk about that in this part, but I'm not going to do it now because I felt like it was going to get too clunky. So I want to focus right now on the entrepreneur mom, the mom who has her own brand, her own ministry, and her kids are at school or her kids no longer live at home. So that's the mom that I want to talk to right now. So number one, I'm going to tell you to fight for your time with God. That's right. I'm going to tell you to do that. Why? Because as an entrepreneur, as a ministry leader, as someone that's just doing all the things and you have all of these ideas, time is going to get away from you. And before you know it, you're going to try to answer emails, or you're going to try to work on this project, or try to get on social media, or try to do all of these things. And it's just going to crowd out your day and your time with God. So what I like to say is try to spend that time with Him in the first part of your day, if you can. You can do it at lunchtime, or you can do it in the evening. But I like to kind of kick my day off with God. And so I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing if you can. All right. And then tackle the day. Tackle your schedule. Make sure that you block your time and do it by hours. You can do it by 30-minute or 45-minute increments. You can do a 90-minute run or press or, you know, what do they call it? It's another, what is it? Not a marathon, but something, sprint. That's it. A 90-minute sprint. You can do something like that if you want to do that. Put a timer on, make sure that you take lunch breaks and make sure you take a lunch break in your day. And also make sure that you take breaks, whether that's 15 minutes or 5 or 10 minutes. But make sure that you actually take some breaks, just as if you were going to be on a job. Your brain needs a break. Your mind needs a break. Your body needs a break. And you may even need to get some more fuel, like get a snack or something like that, just like your kids need snacks in between. So that's what I'm going to tell you to do, all right? Because as creators, we are on the go. We're doing all of the things. And before you know it, guess what? The kids are coming home or the husband's coming home. And guess what? We've got to be present. We've got to cook dinner. We got to make sure baths are being taken. Or like I say, if they're older or they're teenagers or they're not in the home, or even if you have little ones, you still have to either call the older ones, text the older ones, see how they're doing, pray for them, all the things. Or if they're coming in, they're teenagers or young kiddos and they're getting off the bus or they're driving home and coming home, you still want to be attentive and make sure, okay, do you have homework? You know, is there a project that you need to work on? So you've got to lay aside your day. Lay aside all that creative work, lay aside all of those ideas so that you can physically like go sit on the sofa, be present for your family, and then come back to it either later on that day, that night, like kind of just like set your eyes upon it or lay out your schedule and see what you're going to do the next day. And then the next day, jump back on it. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. The biggest thing about working from home and being a mom and trying to do all the things is you've got to be able to lay aside the distractions, because your mind is going to be endless. There's going to be all kinds of things vying for your attention. The enemy does not want you to do the work of the Lord. He doesn't want you to help people. He doesn't want you to bring forth the vision that God has given you and placed on your heart to do, or that project or that product or that service that you want to create, whatever it is, or that book you want to write or that podcast episode that you need to do, or whatever that endeavor is that God is calling you to do. The enemy does not want you to do it. And so he's going to cause all of these distractions. He's going to tell you, go watch this, go do this, and all these things. And sometimes it is good to learn. It's good to do a webinar or a training or take a masterclass or go to YouTube University is what I like to call it, and learn and grow, or Udemy or something like that, and grow. But you can't do that every day. You can't do that every week. Give yourself some space. Give yourself some time to actually create and implement the things that you are learning. So I'm going to share that with you, okay? Like, let me just give you an example of my life. So I'm a mom. I work from home. I know what it's like to be a mom and work outside of the home. Okay. So I know all of that, both of those things. And I know how hard it is to do either one of those sometimes. It's easier, I think, when we're entrepreneurs and we're home because we have so much time. We like really create our own schedules, but we still have to have some structure and we still have to implement the things that we're learning or what we want to do or what God's calling us to do. So without further delay, let me just share a little bit of my life with you. So for me, for instance, if I have a goal and I want to have a photo shoot, then I've got to do all the things to create that, right? Because I have a brand as well. It's a ministry brand. So if someone asks me, I'm giving you an example why I do this. So if someone says, okay, I need a headshot for the podcast that you're going to be on, or I need a body shot for this cover story that we're going to do for you, then I'm going to need to have some professional pictures for that. Or if I'm going to be a part of an event, they're going to ask me for that. So I want to make sure that I have something professional to be able to put out there. And it's social media, right? Because it's very visual. And so you want to make sure that you have some really high quality photos, right? And then the other thing is I write for YouVersion Bible app. And so I want to make some time and sit down to create those devotionals, whether it's going to be a 4-day or a 5-day. I have to be intentional about my time. So it's one thing to study what I'm going to talk about, but the next thing is I have to take the time to implement it. And I have to do this before my house gets live, okay? Before my kids come home, or before my, like I say, my son is a teenager, but sometimes he will have friends that come over. So I want to be present. And when my husband gets home, I want to make sure that I'm shutting down the laptop and I'm being present with him. Now, sometimes, let me just tell you, being realistic, sometimes I'm working on a project and I'll just let my husband know and say, hey, babe, I'm working on something. And he'll do the same. Like, I'm working on something. And he'll be like, okay, no problem. Or I'll say, okay, no problem. And then after that, we're like, we make it very intentional to say, okay, we have got to shut the work down so that we can have some sofa time, right? So that we can sit down and talk to one another, watch a movie, relax, just listen to each other about how was our days, all the things and all the goals and all that stuff. And then we're going to bed. Okay. So just making sure that you have a life of balance, because that is what it's going to take. Implementation, studying, reading, doing all the things, being present, blocking your time, scheduling out your days, and making sure that you are spending time with God. This is for you if you are a woman that is working from home, doing all the things, and you don't have a day job. You don't have a remote job. You're literally working for God, right? Or you are helping your husband in business, right? Or you have some ideas and, you know, maybe you're just taken care of, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, but you're home and you are grinding and you're doing all the things. And so you want to make sure that you're being consistent and you're showing up well and you're treating your clients well and doing all the things, but it takes proper planning. All right. So that's what I wanted to share with the woman who works from home. Now, I want to talk to the woman who works outside of the home or works a remote job. I promised that I was going to talk about that. And that is point number three. So let's go ahead and dive into that. Now, if you haven't noticed, we're talking about a Proverbs 31 woman here. All right. If you go and read the Proverbs 31 woman, she is a woman that is a great example for us to go and glean from. It's not something to look at her and go, there is just no way. Cause we have like two sides of that story. Like you look at her and go, there's no way I can do all that. And you don't have to do it all at one time. But if it was written in the Word of God, then it was written for our example. And so just take some bite-sized pieces of this passage of scripture. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so life-giving and so helpful and encouraging. I don't know about you, but it's encouraging for me. So go and read the Proverbs 31 woman, because honestly, this is what we're doing. This is honestly what we're doing. So let's talk about that working woman, okay, who works outside of the home and remote. So one thing I want to ask you is, how are you doing? Okay. How are you doing? Because if you are a woman that works outside of the home and you still want to work your passion and work your ministry, or you have an endeavor or a vision that God has shown you, and you have some things that you want to do, then I know that can be hard because you're trying to balance out. I got to go work a 9-to-5, or I got to put in 40 hours a week or 60 hours a week. And it's like, where am I going to have the time to work my business or my ministry? And so I want to talk to you because I know what that's like. I have been there before. And so I'm going to give you a couple of tips that I hope is going to help you. One of the things I want to tell you is to make sure that you have a notebook with you. So when you go to work, or whether you are working from home and you're working at your desk, have a notebook beside you where when those thoughts pop up in your mind and you know, I got to put out a post on social, or I got to send out this email, or I want to create this, or I want to write this, or I want to, you know, speak this. I have a podcast and I want to do this or whatever. I have a speaking opportunity and I want to work a little bit on that message. Then what I want to tell you is to, or you have an idea for your product, okay? Whatever it is, I want you to have a notebook on the side and just like buy a notebook that is specifically for that endeavor, okay? Or that ministry or that business that you have on the side, and then take your notes. And then when you are off, then tackle that. But I do want to tell you to take an off day. If you have 2 days off, I'm going to encourage you to take one day off. Why? Because God did it. God took a day off. After he created 6 days, he rested on the seventh. So if that is written in the Word of God for us, let me tell you something, then that is what the Lord is saying. You still got to take an off day, sister. All right. If you're a man, listen to this, you still got to take an off day. Okay, brother, because we need to rest. Our bodies, our minds need to rest. And then we can get up and do it again. But just make sure that you give your body and your brain a break. All right. And another thing I would tell you to do is to make sure that you schedule out your time. So if you are very present on social media, like me, then you're going to have to sit down one of those days and think about your content for like maybe 2 weeks or a month, like 30 days, and then create that content. Take some time in a day or two and create that content, or maybe take a weekend and create it and schedule it. You can literally go into the platforms and schedule it. You can use something like Planoly or Later, or you can actually go into Canva. If you have, I think, the paid version, you're able to create that. You can also go into the platform on Facebook and schedule it out. If you're going to do reels, then you want to, you know, or videos like shorts, reels, TikToks, and you want to be able to have something for your audience, then I would encourage you to batch those reels. And what I mean by that, if you haven't heard that before, some of you have and some of you haven't, it's a refresher course for some, then you want to create maybe 4 videos or 5 videos and record them one behind the other. Change the tops or just change the messages in the one top and just fire away at it. Do 60 seconds or 90 second, you know, little shorts. Or if you want to do something longer and you have a teaching and you want to put that on YouTube, you're going to have to balance out your time and probably knock it out in one day. literally, like take the time, knock it out in one day. So think about and study and, you know, all the things that you got to do to decide, okay, what are you going to talk about? And then plan out your outfits, which is really just tops. Or, you know, if you do have a full body and you're talking, then go ahead and do that, plan it out. And then just film. And then you have batch, right? You have batch videos. And then you just schedule it, or you just put them out. You get up in the morning before you head out and you put it out there manually, like just click post, and then it's done. And then you have something for your audience. Does that make sense? I hope that helps. All right. So I think that's all I have for right now. Preserve your energy. Pray for your energy. And what I mean by this, I'm not talking something spooky or crazy. I'm saying that when we're doing all of the things, sometimes we are exhausted by the end of the night. Sometimes we are exhausted by the end of the work week, you know? And so I just want to talk to you about real quick before I get out of here is to rest, find rest. All right. Mamas need rest. I said, if a man was listening to this, right? The reality is a man should not be listening to this, because I'm talking about moms right now. But I just want to say this, rest, fellow mama. All right. Because that is just so important. We need it so that we can even get up and do more the next day and be present for our kids and our families and the job and the work that we've been called to do. All right. Well, I know I've been talking about getting out of here, but I have to share that Revival is happening in Austin, Texas on Saturday, October the 21st. Doors are going to open at 9 a.m. and it's going to start at 9:30. And we are going to have an amazing time in the Lord. It is going to be refreshing, revitalizing. Amen. It's going to be just a personal time between you and God among fellow believers and those who need to come into the kingdom before this all wraps up. So if you are interested in coming, go ahead and visit insideoutww.org, and I would love to see you there. All right. Well, that's it. I'll talk to you next time. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.